Greetings and good morning. Thank you for choosing KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. My name is Eric Gould. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Thursday, December 6th. More than 150 people showed up at Paonia High School last night to hear information about the proposed oil and gas leases in the North Fork Valley. The meeting was organized by two local conservation groups, Citizens for a Healthy Community and the Enfria Wizirk Conservation Center. Alex Johnson of the Conservation Center started the meeting by narrating a video map of the current parcels nominated for leasing. Last December, nearly 30,000 acres were proposed for leasing. After deferring all of the parcels in May for additional review, the Bureau of Land Management recently announced that nearly two-thirds of those previous parcels will be up for leasing again in February. Jim Ramey from Citizens for a Healthy Community explained that the protest period differs from the comment period, but that his group, along with several others, will be filing official protests which community members can sign. Ramey added that if necessary, his group will pursue legal options with the BLM. Pete Kolbenschlag, an independent environmental consultant, debuted a new website designed to be a digital version of the scrapbook North Fork Valley residents created during the past year, with photos and profiles of Valley residents and businesses. Brent Hellickson of Stone Cottage Cellars introduced the idea of a community option, which he and a few others are working on to present to the BLM for their updated land use policy document. After the speakers, folks immediately lined up to sign the general protest document. Andrea Wong is an environmental consultant in Paonia who's worried about cumulative impacts from oil and gas activity. She's opposed the leases last year, and she says she'll be reviewing the BLM's environmental analysis closely, with a focus on wildlife and endangered species.
I'm signing it because I don't like to see the leasing so close to our community, so close to our agriculture, businesses, schools. I'm not against oil and gas per se, but I think there's a much better place for it, away from, you know, communities, infrastructure that's already here in place, and businesses that are, you know, trying to make a living, and all those oil and gas will affect those things.
The BLM protest period ends on December 17th. For more information about the lease sale, visit the BLM's website or the conservation group's websites. Governor John Hickenlooper still has roughly a month to certify the results of the November election. And when he does, it will be legal for Coloradans over 21 to smoke recreational marijuana. For the moment, most businesses are taking a wait-and-see approach. The state's ski resorts are one industry that doesn't expect its policies to change anytime soon. Bensa Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Vail Resorts has already said it'll ban employees and guests from smoking or using marijuana on its premises, and other resorts are following suit, at least for now.
There's still a number of steps necessary for the amendment to take full effect.
Jennifer Rudolph is with Colorado Ski Country USA, the trade association for Colorado ski resorts. She says resorts are waiting to see how the federal government responds and what cities and counties will do, since Amendment 64 allows them to ban commercial marijuana shops.
There's really nothing that's changed in terms of how ski areas operate or what their plans are for marketing. You know, there's still a lot that needs to be figured out.
And while the new law bans marijuana use in public, it would let private businesses regulate the drug or prohibit it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
From wildfires to ranching and farming to next year's water supplies, everyone is wondering what kind of winter Colorado is going to have. Over the next few weeks, Colorado's Rocky Mountain Community Radio partner stations are going to take a look at how snow, or the lack of it, will impact the state going into 2013. With winter on its way, Colorado's water managers are hoping for good to average snowfall this season to replenish dwindling reservoir levels around the state. But forecast models are still unclear as to just how much snow might fall. And with drought conditions likely to last into early 2013, KUNC's Nathan Heffel says water managers in northern Colorado remain cautiously optimistic.
Normally you would need a paddle to get to the middle of Horsetooth Reservoir just west of Fort Collins, but at only 40% full, you can almost walk there.
So now, on a good year, would we be underwater right now?
Yes.
Brian Werner is with Northern Water, the agency that manages the largest reservoir here in northern Colorado. The drought's impact on Horsetooth has been dramatic. Along the shoreline, concrete boat ramps that are normally submerged clearly stand out.
Are we going to hit the end of this concrete? It looks like we might.
Yes.
And the dirt where the water line should be is cracked and muddy.
You do reach a point where even this boat ramp was not usable the entire boating season, if you will, this year.
Early data for November shows reservoirs statewide at 43% capacity. Normally, they should be at 61%. But despite the seemingly dire levels at Horsetooth, Werner says northern Colorado's supply going into next year remains in better shape than the last massive drought in 2002.
Part of that had to do why we were in much worse shape then than we are now is because that drought started in 99. So we had 99, 2000, 2001 before we hit 2002 with bad water years.
Right.
Okay. So we were going into 02, which was the worst year we've ever had on record, in not a very good place. Okay.
Werner says this year was tolerable because the state was coming off a wet year, but without an average snow season and with snowpack currently just 38% of average, the pattern leading up to 2002 could repeat itself. And right now, forecast models aren't looking that good, says state climatologist Nolan Duskin.
In terms of prospects for what these next few months may hold, the weather patterns haven't shed their clues very well.
Duskin says an average winter would go a long way in bringing reservoir levels back to normal in northern Colorado. However, there's a bit of a caveat.
What happens in the spring has such a bearing on our situation. And this past spring, 2012, we saw that in action when the spring storms failed to materialize, because it's spring storms at lower elevations that replenish soil moisture, get the vegetation off to a good start, and reduce the need for spring irrigation, and don't put that pressure on our reservoirs.
Clearly, there are a lot of what-ifs right now when it comes to forecasting both the weather and Colorado's water outlook for 2013.
We were practically full in May.
Okay. Back at Horsetooth Reservoir, Brian Werner of Northern Water isn't so concerned about the immediate future, but down the road, he's not so sure.
In the water business, we're always looking beyond the next year, so we're looking at 2014 right now with a wary eye, if you will, saying that if we don't have some good snowpack this year, we're going to put much more pressure on our storage reservoirs.
There are thousands of reservoirs around the state, and all need mountain snow and the subsequent spring runoff to be replenished. But Northern Water is confident they can deliver to their 850,000 customers in 2013, partly due to contingency plans and its massive infrastructure for obtaining water.
A quarter to a third of the total water supply in northeastern Colorado comes from the West Slope through the Colorado Big Thompson Project system. And that infrastructure, again, that water's coming from 150, 200 miles away to get into a tap in a school in Greeley or in Loveland or Longmont or Boulder, or pick any one of the 33 different cities and towns that get water from the project.
Even so, Werner says more stringent water restrictions and conservation measures would likely have to be implemented if winter storms fail to materialize. Right now, the West could see above average precipitation, but it also has an equal chance of seeing normal or below average winter snow. And that has water managers like Brian Werner not only dreaming of a white Christmas, but a white January, February, and March.
That was KUNC's Nathan Heffel reporting. A 15-year-old Norwood boy has been sentenced to ongoing probation, community service, and nearly $3,000 in restitution. In October, the boy pled guilty to involvement in a sexual assault on a 13-year-old student. Lynn Kimbrough, communications director for Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey, told The Watch that the juvenile, who acted with two older juveniles in an incident at the state wrestling tournament in Denver, avoided trial by pleading guilty to a misdemeanor count of sexual contact, no consent. He was sentenced to ongoing probation and 50 hours of community service. The Watch reports that he must also participate in a victim empathy class and a boundaries group, and jointly pay more than $2,890 in restitution. The restitution will go towards the Crime Victim Compensation Program and help reimburse the victim's family for out-of-pocket expenses. The Watch reports that the two other boys accused in the incident both pled guilty to third-degree misdemeanor assault in August and were sentenced on those charges in September. Both got 2 years of probation, were ordered to complete 50 hours of community service, and must jointly pay the restitution total. This year, Colorado Gives Day raised a record $15 million for nearly 1,300 nonprofit organizations, a 20% increase over last year. The Denver Post reports that 68,000 donations were made to 96 different charities. Nonprofits designated for significant donations included Denver Rescue Mission, Food Bank of the Rockies, Tennyson Center for Children, Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, and the Action Center. And that concludes your local newscast for Thursday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, I'm Eric Gould. Have a great day, and thanks so much for listening.